In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. آخر يعني نص ساعة في السنة كده, the last 30 minutes, we will have يعني a small sermon, وبعد كده نصلي ونختم السنة بالصلاة, ونتمنى من ربنا أنه هو يجعل السنة الجديدة سنة مليانة بركة. So, in every day we pray in the matins and we say, preserve us and bring us to a good start. احفظنا ولنبدأ بدءا حسنا. So what actually makes a good start? Sometimes we have the good intention that we want to change. We want to do something different. We want this coming year, starting tomorrow or starting actually in few minutes, will be a different year. But after few days or weeks, we find that we are just repeating the same pattern and we are going from day to day doing the same. And then we come again and wait till the end of the year and say, maybe this year, the coming one will be different. So what, where will be the starting point? In order for us to be able to learn this, we have to go and see how those people who were in situations where they needed to change, they found this good start. كل سنة احنا بيبقى عندنا النية ان احنا نتغير والسنة الجديدة تبقى احسن. بس احيانا كتير قوي ما بنعرفش نبتدي منين. هي البداية تبقى ازاي؟ هل مجرد النية الكويسة كافي؟ الحقيقة النية ما بتغيرش حد. ممكن يبقى عندي نية كويسة بس سنة ورا سنة أنا بكرر نفس الأفعال هي والنية دي ما قدمتنيش ما غيرتنيش, حالي بيفضل هو نفس الحال. عشان نعرف نبتدي منين وإيه هو اللي بنقول عليه كل يوم لنبدأ بدءا حسنا, ممكن نروح ونشوف ونراجع شخصيات في الإنجيل ونشوف الشخصيات دي في مواقف معينة ابتدوا إزاي, البدايات بتاعتهم والإصلاح جه منين. So the first character we can see that he has to start everything from the beginning was Noah. Noah, when he came from the ark, he is going to face a situation, there is nothing. Yes, we know the story, but we do not know about how Noah lived after he came from the ark. How he is going to find the resources, what he is going to plant, and who is going to help him. There is nobody. He and his family has to populate the earth. So this is a situation of man who has to start everything from scratch. Sometimes we are like him. We are about to start something, a new life, a new career, changing place, position. So where is the start? Then we read how Noah found his good start. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. So the beginning with Noah was the altar. Before setting his own home, before thinking of where I'm going to live, how I'm going to survive in this whole world by myself, let me first set things straight with God. Let me build an altar. The beginning in every good thing is the altar. We have the ability to build and erect altars in our homes. This is the good beginning that no one can actually make a good start without setting this altar in his home. نوح بالنسبة له البداية كانت فين؟ البداية ان هو خارج من الفلك مش عارف يعمل ايه, يبتدي ازاي, هيبني ايه ويروح فين ويسكن فين. البداية في الاول خليني ابني مسبح وابني مسبح وارفع عليه ذبيحة واقدم امام الله الطاعة والخضوع لربنا. كل واحد فينا يقدر يبقى عنده في بيته مسبح زي نوح. البداية دايما هي المسبح. بداية كل حاجة كويسة هي المسبح. بداية علاقة مستقرة بالله هي المسبح. بداية بيت متحد بيقرب من ربنا بيتقدم هو المسبح. A good start for Noah was the altar that he erected before he erected his own and built his own home. For the people at Nineveh, the Ninevites, they heard a warning, something is coming to them. After 40 days, the city will be overthrown. And this is a situation. Now we have an imminent disaster. Something bad is going to happen to us because of the way we conducted ourselves. Where to start? For the Ninevites, we hear about them after they heard the warning from Jonah. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed their fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. The beginning, they believed God. It's not because we are Christians, then there are believers. Many, many things we know about them from the Bible, but actually, if we examine our lives, we will find that we don't believe them. If we believe, we will have to live in a certain way. We have to change courses in many ways. If really we believe the warnings that's carried to us, if we know that this is what we need to do, why we are repeating the same mistakes over and over? Why we are finding excuses to ourselves and say that's not a big deal, even while knowing that we are breaking a command? The people of Nineveh, they found a good start in believing God. And believe me, it's not that simple that we believe God in what He said. بالنسبة لأهل نينوى، أهل نينوى البداية بتاعتهم كانت فين؟ سمعوا تحذير من يونان إن البلد هيحصل فيها مشكلة، ربنا هيقلب نينوى كلها. أهل نينوى يشبهونا إحنا لما يكون حياتنا دخل على منعطف كده خطير يعني. في حاجة هتحصل، في مشكلة كبيرة بتحصل. Something is boiling، حاجة بتغلي في البيت أو في حياتنا. البداية فين؟ البداية عندهم إن هم يصدقوا ربنا. صدقوني يا أحباء، إحنا بنسمع من ربنا صحيح، عارفين عنه كتير، لكن مش مصدقينه. مش مصدقين إن ربنا فعلا هيعمل اللي قال عليه. مش مصدقين إن الطريق بتاع ربنا ده بيؤدي لحاجة صح أو بيؤدي لنجاح. طريق ربنا ده بالنسبة لنا طريق مثالي نتكلم عليه، لكن ما نقدرش نعيشه. مش عايزين، لأن إحنا مش مصدقين إن إحنا هنكسب بيه. طريق ربنا ده حاجة نسمع عنها في الكنيسة، لكن في الآخر كل واحد بيعمل اللي هو شايفه صح. البداية إن إحنا نصدق ربنا. لما ربنا يقول ده غلط يبقى غلط، لما بيقول ده صح ده صح، لما يقول نمشي كده نمشي وراء ربنا. The third example is the people of Israel at Nehemiah's time. The people of Israel now, they are coming back from captivity, and then they built the walls of the city. And then, so what we're going to do afterward? What is the next step? We have a new life to start, but where we find a good start? We read about them in Nehemiah chapter 8. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in the front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. The people commanded Ezra, bring the Bible, the book of the law, teach us, this is the good start for us. Without knowing God, without knowing what He wants, we will always keep wandering and going astray from a route to another route. We will never be able to know what God wants from us, why He created us this way, why He gave me this blessing or this difficulty, how He wants me to handle all of the things that He put in my hand. The questions that we have every day, there is no way, other way, except to know the book of the law, the Bible. So the people at the time of Nehemiah, they found their good start. Let us know God from what He said. Bani Israel, لما رجعوا مع نحمية وبنوا السور، إيه الخطوة اللي بعد كده؟ نعيش إزاي؟ فراحوا قالوا لعزرا الكاهن، روح هات كتاب الشريعة واقرأ لنا عشان نعرف. الإنجيل يا أحباء اللي احنا موجود في بيوتنا كلنا لازم يبقى متعاش، مفتوح، مقري. الناس اللي راحوا قالوا للكاهن تعالى اقرأ، مش العكس، مش الكاهن اتحايل على الناس عشان تقرأ، أو هو جاب الإنجيل وفتحه غصبا عنهم وقال لهم تعالوا اقرأ لكم. لو ما كانش الإنجيل نشتهي زي ما يكون طعام وزي ما يكون فعلا نور حقيقي لينا، مش ممكن احنا هنعرف ان احنا نتصاحب على الانجيل، نعرف ربنا اللي في الانجيل. البدايه الحسنه، البدء الحسن لاهل اسرائيل، بني اسرائيل في وقت نحاميه، كان الكتاب الشريعه. ربنا قال ايه؟ ربنا عايز ايه؟ ربنا ليه اداني الظروف دي؟ ليه انا زي ما انا كده؟ ليه يا رب انا عايش في الوقت ده، في الزمن ده، في البيت ده، وسط الناس دول؟ أسئلة كتير قوي إجابتها لما نعرف ربنا من خلال اللي هو قاله. The fourth example is David. David had a situation. He committed adultery with a woman. She is pregnant. She gave birth to a boy, and then the boy is sick. And what? After this, he died. he kept on praying and asking God to have mercy, and God made it clear the decision is already done. This boy is not going to live for different reasons. So now David has a situation. The situation is, I kept asking and now God did not answer me. On the contrary, he made me to endure this loss. I lost my son. What is the good start after this? We might not have the same situation. We might have some other difficulties or problems or hardships that we keep blaming God, that what should I do after this? After you are now ignoring my prayers over and over, how I should proceed? Then we read this. Therefore David said to the servants, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. So David arose from the ground, washed, anointed himself, and changed his clothes, and he went into the house of the Lord and worshipped. This is the good start for David and for every one of us who is going through hard time. He consecrated his pains. He offered them on the altar. His pains now are not just punishment for a person who did a mistake. It became for him a reason of blessing. I went, I offered my obedience and my worship on the altar. I accepted from your hands. Many people are dealing with the pain, just them and their hardships. It's just like two ways relationship. No one else is involved. Even God himself, he's not going to do something for me. David, he engaged God in the process. He offered his suffering and he consecrated it to God. When we accept it and when we offer thanksgiving and we live with it and we are looking up to God to comfort us, then at that time we will make a good start. From this point on, David kept walking with God with no interruption. داود في مشكلة في حياته. غلط، الغلطة نتج عنها ابن، والابن ده هو صلى لأنه كان عيان والابن مات. طب البداية تبقى فين؟ إيه اللي ممكن يعمله داود عشان يبدأ بدءا حسنا بالخسارة دي وربنا اللي خزله اللي ما سمعش الصلاة منه؟ يقول الكتاب إن داود راح واغتسل ودهن نفسه وغير هدومه وراح وسجد أمام المذبح ورجع بيته وطلب أكل. داود عمل إيه؟ داود خد الألم بتاعه وقدمه على مذبح الله زي ما يكون كرس الألم. ممكن حد يكرس وقته، يكرس حياته، لكن يكرس الألم، ياخد الألم ده ويحوله لسبب لبركة. ده اللي داود عمله. كل إنسان تعبان وكل إنسان متضايق، كل واحد عنده شدة ومش عارف يعمل فيها إيه، منين ابتدي يا رب؟ البداية خد الألم وقدمه على المذبح بتاع ربنا، قدمه بشكر فربنا ياخده منك. وكل يوم بتتعب انت بتتعب لحساب السماء. تعبك مش مجرد واحد متضايق، لا، تعبك عبارة عن كل يوم بتحوش حاجة في السماء لما بتكرس الألم ده لحساب الأبدي. The fifth example is the people of Israel at the time of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a man who came with a message, repent. He kept on repeating it. He was not a man who gives long sermons, but his words were strong and sharp, and he was not trying to make it in any way to sound good or easy. So the question was, okay, so what we should do after this? Then we read this, the people, how they reacted to John the Baptist, the message that rebuked them, the word of reproach that asked them to repent and change course. Then Jerusalem, all Judea and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. So the beginning of repentance for them is confessing their sins. The decision that we have been postponing for years, that I would one day have a father of confession and I will say to him everything. How many of us kept on postponing this over the last year and last few years even? It is time for us, if the word of God pierced our hearts, that we come and we do likewise, we confess our sins. عند الناس في وقت يوحنا المعمدان كانت البداية الحسنة فين؟ نعمل ايه؟ لما سمعوا الكلام والكلام وبخهم، جم اعتمدوا معترفين بخطاياهم. ما كلمهمش عن الاعتراف، ما قالهمش ان في حاجة اسمها الاعتراف، لكن هم عرفوا فهموا بروح ربنا اللي اشتغل فيهم من البداية الصح ان انا اصفي حساباتي، ان انا ابالانس الاكاونت بتاعي، ان انا اقول لربنا انا عملت ايه، واخد من ربنا على لسان الكاهن كلمه الحلم. الشخصية الستة اللي اتعلمنا النهاردة البداية الحسنة شكلها ازاي هو زكا العشار. Zacchaeus is a rich person who lived his life just being used to take money by false accusations. Then it's time for him to make a new start. What would make a good start today after I am blessed with the visit of the Lord to my house? Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. The good start for Zacchaeus is to change what was done wrong. Evil will never develop and become something good. The only way to deal with evil is to undo it. Sometimes we did something wrong, and then we try to correct it. Let me try to work on it. Maybe something good is going to come out of it. This money, the only way to handle it is to return it back. This is the lesson from Zacchaeus. A good start is to undo what is evil. Look at it and see what needs to be corrected. بالنسبة لزكا العشار البداية الصح عنده إيه؟ البداية الصح مش هقول الماضي بقى خلاص راح لحاله ودينا نبتدي بداية جديدة لا البداية الجديدة إن أنا أعكس الغلط الحاجة اللي اتعملت مش مظبوطة لازم تتصلح ما ينفعش الخطأ يتطور إلى صح عمر الشر ما هيبقى خير الشر حالته الوحيدة سكته الوحيدة إنه يتعدل أحيانا كتيرة بيبقى فيه مثلا حد ابتدى علاقة مش مظبوطة مش صح with someone that we know is wrong the whole relationship is wrong and we try to push it and we try to get it into developing into something right what is evil the only way to handle it is to undo it not to try to push it maybe something good is going to come out of it الشخصية السابعة شخصية الابن الضال the lost son I am suffering I know I made a bad decision And I know I'm suffering because of this. What would make a good start for me? We read about him. When he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. The good start for him is to sit and pause and think and decide and then change course. To sit with himself. Now we are in this age that we are living We have no time, no chance to live by our, to sit with ourselves. The last person that we can meet really is myself. Why? Everything is pulling us, is catching our attention. From Facebook into the internet, into the news, into this and this and this and this. I don't have time to sit quiet and think about myself and what I'm doing. We are changing to become like the wayside. You remember the parable of the sower? What about the wayside? The wayside, its problem is the seeds have no time to make roots and bring fruits. Why? There is high traffic on the wayside. On a high traffic wayside, there is no way this is going to bring fruits. We are like this in many, many ways. The only way is that we pause, we close the wayside for some time, and then we think about it, and we think about ourselves. Where am I heading? Should I change something? I'm suffering. There's something going wrong in my life. The change starts with sitting with oneself. الابن الضال البداية كانت فين؟ الابن الضال البداية أن يقعد مع نفسه ويسأل روحه سؤال أنا بعاني أنا عندي مشكلة المشكلة محتاجة تغيير محتاجة قرار والقرار أن أنا أرجع لأبوي مشكلتنا دلوقتي أحباء إحنا عايشين في زمن بنجري وكل حاجة بتخطفنا وكل حاجة قدام عينينا من صورة لصورة لصورة مفيش وقت ان احنا نقعد مع نفسنا ونفكر على العكس يمكن لو قعدنا خمس دقايق من غير ما حد يكلمنا نكلم احنا حد لو في حد ما عملناش تكست طب اما انا اكلم حد او تكست حد لان انا مش قادر اقعد خمس دقايق ساكت فاضي موريش حاجة واقول اقعد مع نفسي يعني اعمل ايه البداية هو كده كلنا بقينا نتحول نبقى زي الطريق في مثل الزارع الطريق مش ممكن يطلع عليه نبات ليه لان الطريق متداس ناس رايحه جايه عليه هاي ترافيك لو حطيت عليه اي سيدز هتطير هتتاخد مفيش فرصه المجموعه الثامنه are the people of Ephesus the Ephesians at the time of Saint Paul they heard the word many of them were magicians and those people practiced sorcery in many many ways and they made their living out of it so we read when they heard the word and then what would be a good start? What would make a difference with us? Then many who had believed came confessing, again confessing, and telling their deeds. Also, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. What are the books of magic that we are still keeping in maybe our homes, maybe in our pockets? What needs to be burned in order for us to be able to start something good? We might not have this kind of books, but definitely if we look carefully, we will find something that's unlawful, something maybe not pleasing to God. Whatever this might be, this need to be burned in order for us to make a good start. أهل أفسس البداية بالنسبة لهم كانت إيه؟ عندهم سحر. شغلانتهم كده. البداية فين؟ مش هنخليه مش هتقعد. عايز تبتدي مع ربنا بداية صح؟ يبقى البداية دور على إيه اللي ربنا مش عايزه في حياتك في بيتك ولازم يخرج بر. زي ما ربنا قال لأهل إسرائيل لا أعود أكون معكم إن لم تنزعوا الحرام من وسطكم. إيه كتب السحر اللي عندي؟ إيه الكتب؟ مش بكلم على كتاب، بكلم على موضوع، أي حاجة اللي محتاج إن هو يخرج برا البيت ويتحرق. آخر مجموعة those who strive to be holy. What will make a good start for us if we want to be holy? Let us heed the words of Saint Paul to the Philippians. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The beginning of a new life starts here. The thoughts. What no one else except you and me know. What is happening here? He says, meditate on everything that's true, everything that's holy, praiseworthy, every virtue. If we change these, what will be the opposite? Again, it's what is true is what is false. All of the fantasies that sometimes take place in our minds, we need to resist these. Again, it's what is noble is what is mean. All of the thoughts that we know are mean of others, we need also to purge this out. Things are just, against, or the opposite, unjust. Whatever things are pure, then all of the impure thoughts, we need to fight against them. The beginning usually is here. It's not the action, it is the thought. This is where the battlefield is. If we win the battle here, everything else will be okay. Your heart will not suffer the passions, and your actions will be according to God's will. So let us make this year a year of fighting and trying to bring this thought into captivities, that into captivity, that I have a full control over what I am thinking, what I want really to meditate on. So all of these examples are to answer what would make a good start. I hope and I pray that every one of us, when we leave today, we will think of these examples and maybe choose one. I think this is the one that's made the good start that I need to imitate. May the Lord bring us to a good start in the new year 2014. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.